In an ideal world, businesses and corporations are managed with integrity, a willingness to stand tall when it comes to ethics and honesty consistently, while also understanding the requirement to be profitable. Trying to balance that can lead to considerable unsteadiness, and that's probably why there are renewed pushes for integrity, because that quality simply isn't present often enough. Tomorrow morning, the Integrity Summit will mark its 10th year of honoring integrity in the community and in business here in Arizona. And to learn more, I spoke earlier with the summit's co-founder, Jerry Colangelo, former head of the Phoenix Suns, Arizona Diamondbacks, and USA Basketball. I began by asking him to define integrity and explain why it's important.
Well, integrity is something that all of a sudden, and I mean as we are speaking, is becoming right to the forefront of what is necessary in order to conduct business, conduct your lives. And I just read a very interesting article on sports integrity in North America, that there's been a group formed to, with all of the things that are up in the air regarding disruption within that, I'll call it an industry in that business, college sports. There should be a standard. We need a standard because there's so many opportunities or pitfalls, if you will, where people could be making decisions that are not full of integrity, but there's a lack of integrity. You know, how do you conduct yourself? How do you conduct your business in the appropriate ways and fashions? And you have to feel pretty confident yourself about what your plans are and how you plan to take care of your business. And you have to do it on a level where people can trust you. If you conduct yourself with integrity, you conduct your business with integrity, it'll lead to very positive results.
So this year is the introduction of the Integrity Tigers list, and it's an interesting group of people. There are some people who lead different organizations. There are politicians in there as well. Is there something that all these people on this list have in common that you thought that was important to honor?
Well, I think it's important to recognize those who have are leaders in the area of integrity. And so by bringing them out and exposing them to people who don't know them and to listen to their story about how they conduct themselves and why integrity is so important to them in their lives, that would have a very positive bearing on the people who are there to hear and listen. You know, a few years back, I actually spoke at some universities within our state and asked a question to some classes about integrity, and literally asked for a show of hands regarding those who had cheated on exams. And it was amazing to me, one, that people had the guts to put their hands up when asked the question. And then, number two, the incredible percentage of those who did cheat take a shortcut. You know, in my opinion, you live a life like that, it's going to come back to roost. Bottom line, you have to clean up your act. You need to do things above board. You need to conduct yourself with all the integrity in the world, and you can look yourself in the mirror and have a good night's sleep when it's time to sleep.
One of the many things people know you for, of course, is being in charge until recently of the USA Basketball. You're the managing director of that. When it comes to putting together a team, whether it's for the World Games or the Olympics, obviously talent is extremely important. You got to have guys who play well and hopefully play well together. Where does integrity fit into that?
Well, I'll add another word, and that's character, but I think they go hand in hand as it relates to putting teams together. You want good people. You want talented people, but that's not all of it. That's only half the story. If you have people of high integrity who have the kind of character you want representing you and your country in this international competition, that's an important ingredient. It always has been in my selection process.
You were one of the few, if not the only owner / general managers of a team in the NBA that if one of your players committed something off the court that you did not agree with or that bothered you, you would act to get that person off and off the team. And it seemed fairly quickly too. How important was that in terms of maintaining an environment? And do you think, should we see more of that, whether it's professional sports or business?
Well, I think I'll speak from experience, and in my case, my my opinion is people had a trust in me. I'm talking now about the general public and the fans, etc. They knew that I was outspoken about what I expected in the way of conduct from our players, and that goes way beyond just what happens on the court. It's in the community and how they interact, etc. And when someone really, really blows it, you obviously try to help if you can. But in many cases, the only solution is to move someone on. That's part of the business in professional sports for sure. And so we had a few cases where I had to deal very quickly, in my opinion, with some situations that were embarrassing, that were totally out of character for any team that I was associated with, and therefore we moved players on. And I think that's what, there should be more of that. I think there's too often in sports, because of contracts and the overindulgence of, you know, the player's talent, overcoming all of the deficiencies or the lack of integrity and actions of someone. I think there should be a balance. I would do it the same way all over again.
Well, there was certainly a feeling among a lot of us who've been Suns fans for many decades that even though you weren't directly involved with this team that just made the finals for the Suns, that in a lot of ways it reflected some of the best of the Suns teams that you had, in terms of the leaders on that team seemed to be high character, high integrity players.
Robert's staff did a great job in terms of putting together this team. James Jones, the general manager, who was a former player of mine, was an outstanding GM. Monty Williams is top of the class in terms of coaching, and his integrity and his character is impeccable. So when you have leaders like that, it stands to reason they're going to be adding players who fit that same description.
That is Jerry Colangelo, of course, known for many years as the owner of the Suns, ran the Diamondbacks as well, USA Basketball Managing Director. We've been talking about the Integrity Summit and the Jerry Colangelo Integrity Tiger Awards. Jerry, thanks so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.